Some stories catch your interest at a time in your life that you most need them. For me, those stories can be fantasies that take me into another world so I can forget reality for a while. One of those books is The Planter by Rutherford County native Pat Jobe. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Let's start out, Mr. Pat Jobe, because there are people in Rutherford County who know you.
Yes.
And
WNCW.
I was going to say, at this radio station that know you.
One thing that I want to say to you, first of all, is thanks for reconnecting me with the WNCW audience, because we did Radio Free Bubba for 17 years, and it was critical to a lot of the connections in my life that are still making things happen for me. So I'm very grateful to WNCW and have wonderful memories and friendships through that relationship.
In terms of this particular book, I read it at a particularly difficult time. I felt blessed to get my hands on this book at this particular time because it just kind of filled me with wonder.
Good, because it basically deals with magic and mystery and the idea that our lives can be touched maybe from another world, that there are spiritual forces at play that can come into our lives and wake us up to all kinds of potentials to do good.
And that was what was so fascinating about it, plus the fact, of course, it was written about this area.
Jennifer Davis is a fictional reporter for the Daily Courier.
Where did you get the idea for this story?
Well, I had a J.K. Rowling experience. You know, J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books after watching somebody step on a train. And she claims that all seven books came to her instantly. I was riding down Marion Street in Shelby and looked over to my left at a planter, saw the planter sitting on the front porch of a family there in Shelby, and I said, oh my goodness, I'm going to write a book about that planter. And basically, the characters and the plot and the themes of the book just showed up for me instantly. Now, it took 4 years to get it into print, but that's where all the ideas, basically, that are in the book came from, was that experience.
That's amazing to me, because when you told me the title of it, I wasn't sure whether you meant a person or a thing.
Well, and you know, there is a little bit of double entendre there. I mean, is the planter the object that has the ivy growing out the top of it, or is it a character who is revealed as the story goes on who has some influence on that planter? Or is it some other character, or is it all the characters who end up doing various planting as they make decisions about their lives and about the good that they're going to try to do in the world?
The story is just so fanciful, and yet at the same time, because it was located here in an area that I could recognize, and oh yeah, I've been there, and I've been there, and I've been here, and the people in it were people that, although I haven't met those specific people or couldn't put them, some of the elderly people in it.
The retired school teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, Abigail Wissman.
Well, I see her in a couple of people that I have met and know and consider very dear to me. So let's give everybody the premise.
Well, the story opens with an ad salesperson for the Rutherford Weekly, which is a competing publication with the Daily Courier. The Rutherford Weekly saleswoman is riding down a road just north of Rutherfordton, and she looks over and she sees the planter. And she turns her car around and she drives back to the home of the people who have the planter, and she says, there's something about that planter. And they begin talking, and what she realizes is that looking at the planter makes her feel as though she can do more good in her life. And you were talking about knowing the characters. I was reading aloud to some friends of mine who also grew up in Western North Carolina. And when they meet the family, the Crenshaw family, who live with the planter, they said, you know, we went to high school with those people. We all know Billy Ray and Mary Crenshaw. They're all folks we went to high school with.
Well, they're so real.
So they that are... magic takes place in the life of the ad sales lady.
And she begins it. The word spreads.
Yes. Eventually, the Associated Press picks it up, and television networks pick it up, and it becomes a national and international phenomenon. A number of people who read the manuscript before it was in print said, boy, I'd like to be able to drive to that house and look at that planter.
I would, too. And there is no actual picture of the planter. I have a vision in my mind of what it looks like.
Well, that's one of the reasons I didn't want to put a picture on the cover of the book.
Yeah.
I said to the guys who designed the cover of the book, I said, give me something that looks like it might have come off of an alien spaceship, otherworldly and not familiar. I wanted the graphics to be not familiar because I wanted people to be able to imagine the planter themselves. And so you've done that, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but it's such a positive book, and there are all types of religions in it. That's wonderful. I mean, there's not one religion or another. There's the obvious, you have to have the evangelist in there.
Right, yeah. The evangelist is there. The Buddhist is there. The Native Americans are there. Billy Ray and Mary go to the White Standard Southern Baptist Church. And I want to mention, Pam, that we are going to be doing an event at Hills Hardware. I'm going to bring the book to Hills Hardware, who has sold some of my books in the past, and that's on Main Street in Rutherford. And we're going to do an event there. The book is for sale at the Hub City Bookshop in Spartanburg, Fiction Addiction in Greenville, and of course, it's available online.
Online where?
Online at Amazon at iUniverse.com, and if folks just Google my name, Pat Job.
Now. It's J-O-B-E. Now, you are living where?
Greenville. Oh. I'm the minister at the Greenville Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
This has just been really fun to read. I hope you're working
Thanks
on it.
Thanks so much, Pam.
I hope you're working on another one.
I am. Always working on the next book.
Okay, good. It's The Planter by Pat Job. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.